Now, since AirTags were released in 2021, we've seen a few stories about how they've been used to track down lost luggage. In one instance, an airline employee in Florida was caught with over $15,000 of stolen luggage thanks to an AirTag. Another story saw newlyweds returning from their honeymoon track down lost luggage using an AirTag. In fact, there was even a brief controversy when German airline Lufthansa said it was banning AirTags from checked bags, calling the item tracker a dangerous good. The airline ultimately walked back that statement, but without any details on why it ever made the announcement in the first place. Then there is the story of the Cliffers from Victoria who returned home from Mexico without their luggage. Global's Andrewa picks up the story.
Paul Cliffer and his wife Helen have spent close to 7 weeks trying to retrieve their lost luggage. Trouble is, they've located their bag, but they say they can't get help from Air Canada.
If something goes wrong, you'd expect that they would take care of you.
After hearing countless reports of airlines losing luggage, the Victoria couple thought they would invest in an Apple AirTag, a wireless tracking device that can attach to several items, including checked bags. The technology was put to the test this past November, when the couple was returning home from Mexico City. When they landed in Vancouver before departing to Victoria, Paul's wife checked their AirTag on their phone.
And it said our bag was 4,000 kilometers away, which didn't sound good.
It wasn't. The bag was still sitting at Mexico City International Airport. Paul said he contacted Air Canada and opened a claim right away. He says he was told he would have his bag in a short period of time.
Well, my bag never arrived. Again, reiterated that there was nothing they could do except send a note to Mexico City.
2 weeks went by, and Paul and his wife were in for a shock. When the couple checked the location of their AirTag, it indicated the bag was now at the International Airport in Madrid, Spain.
How can this happen?
Paul says he continued to call Air Canada with no results.
They would escalate the file up to a more important stage, and I would be contacted in 48 hours. That never happened.
Consumer Matters reached out to Air Canada on Paul's behalf. Air Canada expressing its regret, stating in part, "Given the time that has now passed without success recovering the baggage, we have advised the customer we are moving to compensation. The claim is currently being processed, and we will be following up directly with the customer." After that response, we sent Air Canada a recent screenshot of Paul's luggage sitting in Madrid and asked if Air Canada was still planning on retrieving the bag, but we did not get a response. In Paul Clifford's case, with Air Canada stating it's moving to compensation, he says he's now left feeling frustrated and, like his bag, abandoned.
That was Global BC's Andrewa reporting on the Cliffers from Victoria. Joining me now is Andy Brar. He's a tech and digital lifestyle expert at handyandymedia.com. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Jazz.
I feel sorry for this couple in Victoria, the Cliffers there. But, you know, there's something about the story when I was listening to it. I just love the fact that airlines are now being held accountable to a new level when it comes to lost luggage.
Well, I'm confused here with that story, Jazz, because like that AirTag's got about a year of battery life. So are they ever going to get it back? Or for the next year, are they going to just be watching this luggage as it travels the world but never gets to their final destination?
How does it work? I mean, so you're saying it's got a year's power that it can keep sending information back?
Yeah. So what it's using, those little watch batteries, actually. And so it's not rechargeable. You use this little watch battery, mm-hmm. and it's using a low Bluetooth energy. So it's this type of Bluetooth that really doesn't take much energy. And the way it works is it taps into Apple's Find My Network. So if this luggage, if somebody walks by, they have to be within 33 feet of that luggage, and they have an iPhone, they have an Apple Watch, they have a MacBook, they have an iPad, any kind of Apple device that's part of that Find My Network, it will ping to that piece of luggage, and then it triangulates based upon different eye devices to know where it's located. And so that's how the whole thing works, but it does it anonymously. So the devices don't really know who is, like, what device is which. It just knows that it's nearby. And that's how the user is able to get updates on the location of that luggage using the Apple AirTag.
And so that AirTag sends information back up to a year.
Well, as long as that battery life is still pinging. And so if they just bought it, I think they should probably get about a year's life of battery. But I guess it depends how many times it keeps pinging to other devices. But yeah, they can probably, for the next couple of months, they're going to be looking at that luggage. So I'm very curious, even though they get compensation, will they ever get that luggage back? Because they're going to be able to see it for about a year now.
That's actually a story. It's with a bag in Spain. I mean, I find it fascinating that there was that one incident, as I was saying, with an airline employee who had over $15,000 of stolen luggage, and they were able to locate it thanks to an AirTag. I think it was actually in December where I think it was a United passenger who said, hey, to the employee who stole my luggage, I see that you live in X, Y, and Z area. Perhaps you could return my luggage. I mean, there is a sense of accountability, which I just love. And the fact that they're calling out, people are calling out every day, consumers are calling out the BS of the airline industry, I think is fabulous.
Well, think about it. Before this technology came about, you just had to trust the airline that your luggage was going there. And I know everybody out there listening, every time you check your luggage, you're just crossing your fingers that it's going to make it to the destination with you. But with this, it gives you that peace of mind. Now, you can go to Best Buy right now and buy Apple AirTag for $40. That is the best peace of mind investment that you're going to make for luggage. In fact, I think all luggage in the future should just come with it embedded. It'd be great if Apple and Android got together and they tapped both of their networks, because there's about 1.8 billion Apple devices globally. Mm-hmm. But if they could tap into the Android network as well, that's just going to put so much power to the consumers. And then all these airlines, you know, even the FAA in the US has already deemed it to be safe. So it's going to put these airlines accountable to their customers. And what'd be great is that they could also make a great social feature where you could kind of share all your frustrations to hold these airlines accountable, especially on social media, because the AirTag don't lie. You know, it knows where it is, and the airlines are going to have to do something about it and be more proactive in getting luggage from point A to point B.
Exactly. Like, you know, in many cases, it's an afterthought for them. They'll get it back to you, whether it's 2 days or 15 days, but now at least you can track it and you know exactly where it is. In the case of this poor family, the Cliffers, they got home to Victoria and somehow their luggage ended up in Mexico it remained in Mexico and now has ended up in Madrid, Spain. So we'll keep you updated and see where the luggage ends up next. Andy, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.